Welcome to the Peak News. I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman, and yes, I got my chauffeur on. Hope I'm waking you up on this Monday and warning you, because that's what the Watchman does. We have to be vigilant. We have to know what's going on in our community, in our world, because things are not as they seem. And you may have noticed this. You may have sensed it. We're being lied to. Now, that may not be an outright lie, although that happens a lot, and it happens in the media, but it's what gets left out, and it's the bias that's put into things. And people try to represent that they're being neutral. It's just news. It's just the facts. Trust the science and all of those other things. And yet we know, like in the Matrix, you know, we know that the world is being pulled over our eyes. And so we need to take the media back, because without truth tellers, what are we going to do? Where are we going to get our information? How are we going to make decisions for our family, for our community, for our businesses, for our own lives? And that gets dangerous. You know, over time, this happened. The news got taken over by different entities who had an agenda. But there should be only one agenda of the news, and that is to serve the community with information, with context, with commentary, not to tell you how to think, not to indoctrinate you, but to have an opinion, because not all ideas are the same. Not all, you know, some are insane. Some are absolutely insane. And so you need people who are informed in order to help you. But then those people need to leave you alone. They need to say, that's my best. That's what I think. I hope it helped you. Now go live your life. And that's the media that we're trying to be here on The Peak. We're in our third month, or actually into our fourth month, and we've had now, this is, I believe, our 57th show. You know, we're still young, so we're numbering it like when you have young children and you count the days and you count the weeks. Because getting into the media, especially at this time when news budgets are being cut all over, there are news deserts, it's foreboding to come and to look at a blank slate and put a show together on a daily basis. Is something that I'm passionate about, but it's not easy. And so we invite you to join us, because The Peak, it's yours. It really is. This is citizen journalism. And so we ask you to go on thepeak.news, our website, thepeak.news, find out more about us and become a citizen journalist, an intern, a tech, a guest, or, oh, we love these, our sponsors, because our sponsors help us stay on the air. We buy the airtime here. Salem was generous to allow us to take off a national host, a well-known national host, an hour of that in order to come on. But we do pay for the time, and this show is ours, and that's why I get to do whatever I want, invite on whoever I want. And as long as I don't break any FCC rules, I can say whatever I want. And that is not true in most media, in most broadcast media. Even Tucker Carlson, we remember, got fired. And when that happened, he even said, you can only tell so much of the truth, or you know that eventually if you keep bumping up against it, you will be fired. Mm-hmm. And he was fired. The beautiful thing is I would need to fire myself, and I don't plan to do that anytime soon. So we hope that you're enjoying The Peak, and we hope that you take us seriously. And we did last week. We announced this. We had our first citizen journalist orientation Zoom. We got some great people from it, and we're finally building it out, because I love to talk, but I love when other people talk. And we have as our guests today on Business and Culture Monday, as we do every week, Frank Sinclair and Lisa Sinnott. Am I pronouncing that right? Sinnott? I got it. I got it the first time. Of the Be Encouraged with Frank and Lisa podcast. Frank and Lisa, welcome to The Peak.
Thank you.
Is Lisa's mic on? I didn't hear her. Okay. Okay.
Am I on?
I don't know. I didn't hear her.
I didn't
okay.
either.
No, nope. Okay, James the intern, and we do, he's actually an intern, is coming in to me. Hey, it's live radio, things don't always work. So we're going to be focusing on being encouraged and being encouraging throughout today's program. That's a great thing for a Monday. It's springtime, at least, you know, as it is in Colorado Springs. I actually went, I was outside a supermarket a few days ago, and they were selling kiddie pools and firewood. Outside, and I said, that's Colorado Springs,
Colorado.
Right there.
Yes.
Is it summer? Is it winter today? I don't know. Wait a couple hours. Yeah, I looked at that. I took a photo. I sent it to my family. I said, there it is. That's Colorado Springs. So this is a great time. I was born in the springtime. Actually, a couple of days ago, I celebrated my birthday. And I love this time of year. Don't really celebrate birthdays, but I just mentioned because I was born this time of year. I love the springtime. So much potential. I'm so encouraged. I don't know if it's all the pheromones and the pollen in the air. I don't know what it is, but it gets me juiced. And also, this is the time of Passover. It starts tonight. And you know, if you listen to the program, I'm a Messianic Jew. That means I'm a Jew who believes in Jesus. So as I like to tell people, you start with crazy. With Chaim, I question everything, right? I'm always questioning things. But Passover is amazing. Happened in the springtime. I was born during this time of year. And tonight, I'm leading a Passover Seder of over 300 people, which is exciting. It's the third time we're doing it. And, you know, if there's ever a time to be encouraged, when you're enslaved and God sets you free, which we all have that on a personal level, but we're talking on a national level, and then we celebrate it year in and year out as God commands. Why? Because he knows we're going to get ourselves enslaved again, and here we are in America doing it again. But be encouraged, because when his people call out, God delivers. And that is the ultimate encouragement that I can give you at this time. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to The Peak on AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. We'll be coming back after a short break with local business and culture headlines here on The Peak with Frank and Lisa. We really appreciate you're here. We love that you're here. Stick around. You're listening to The Peak. We'll be right back. Furnace not doing so well this winter? Feel like you have icicles in your living room? Call Home Comfort Heating and Air, your local experts, to fix or replace your home furnace to keep you warm now and for many years to come. Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, The Watchman, and our family depends on Home Comfort to service our home's entire HVAC system. They've been providing superior service to both residential and commercial clients since 2008. Get a fast response from their family-owned and operated business with a trusted reputation. Based in the Peyton Falcon area, they serve all of El Paso, Teller, and Elbert counties. Home Comfort installs and services all types of furnaces and air conditioning systems, as well as whole house air purifiers. For more information and to quickly book an on-site visit and free estimate, go to homecomfortha.com. Mention The Peak and receive 10% off a new heating or AC system of $5,000 or more. That's homecomfortha.com. Home Comfort Heating and Air. They're on a mission to ensure my home comfort and your home comfort all year long.
Introducing BrightStar Auto, your new go-to auto garage in Colorado Springs. With nearly 30 years of master mechanic experience, we're here to keep your car running smoothly. At BrightStar Auto, we promise fair prices and operate with integrity, because your satisfaction is our priority. Visit us online at BrightStarAutoLLC.com. That's BrightStarAutoLLC.com. To schedule an appointment today.
The Colorado Life Initiative team is working fast to tally petition signatures as they wrap up their 2024 ballot drive. If you circulated a petition, thank you for your time and commitment to protecting children in Colorado from intentional harm. As they await the official tally results to see if Colorado Life Initiative makes it on the ballot, they ask you to join in prayer and fasting for an end to abortion in our state. To receive updates and upcoming mission assignments, get signed up at gotaheart.org. That's gotaheart.org.
Are you worried about the economy ruining your assets? Does your spouse have financial questions you simply can't answer? At FRS Financial Group, we help you plan for a no-fear future. I'm Rick Stevens, one of the founding partners with FRS, and whether you already have an investment portfolio or can only afford to start putting away a little each paycheck, we'll work with you to make your retirement dreams a reality. Contact us at frsfinancialgroup.com for more information. FRS Financial Group, regular people helping regular people. LPL Financial Member, FINRA, SIPC.
If you're enjoying The Peak, thank our sponsors. And if you're a local business or organization, please become one. Close to 2 million people live in the AM 1460 broadcast area, and those who listen to conservative talk radio are your perfect customers. As a Peak partner, we'll promote your business while you help us provide real journalism to transform our region. Now that we're on the air, our sponsorship opportunities are going fast. So visit thepeak.news website now to discover the benefits of advertising on The Peak. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. And this is our Business and Culture Monday, as we do every Monday. Back to work. I hope you enjoy going back to work. I do, in a way, of course. We all love the time with our family. We all love the time off. But Of course, if we didn't work, then we wouldn't have time off. We'd just be lazy. So joining me for the entire hour is our interview guest and co-host, Frank Sinclair and Lisa Sinnott of the Be Encouraged with Frank and Lisa podcast. Frank and Lisa, again, welcome to The Peak.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go with the headlines. This is really, really cool. Indoor water surfing facility eyed for Colorado Springs North Side. Everything going in on the North Side. The Surf Shack.
Yes.
A planned two-story, 12,000-square-foot recreation center would bring indoor water surfing to Polaris Point, the retail and commercial development southeast of Interstate 25, I-25, and Northgate Boulevard. And, wow, that's really, really cool.
I'm excited about that.
There are going to be locker rooms, food and beverage. I'm sure a really cool, like, yes, beach surfer vibe in there and
volleyball
foods.
Courts, I heard.
Oh, that's really, really cool. Okay. So what do you think about this in the business? I mean, it's just becoming sort of like a Disneyland up in without the pedophilia.
Well,
I was going to say
about
hopefully up on the north end. Here it's becoming a with the amphitheater and everything, that
yes,
whole Northgate area very much being built up by similar developers up there. They're developing the whole region. Colorado Springs is becoming a place you don't have to leave.
Exactly. Well, actually, I said that today at lunch with Frank. I'm like, I'm so used to doing staycations. I don't even have to get on a plane anymore because we have everything here.
Yes, indeed. This region has become growing pains. Not going to mention the growing pains because anytime something grows, there's inherently pain to that as well. But I'm so stoked about this surfing arena, another addition to the party place up north on Northgate.
Yeah, I grew up in Hawaii, so I'm all about the surf scene.
Did you surf?
No, I body surfed, though.
Oh.
And I hope they have body surfing there. I mean, they have the whole wave machine stuff happening, so I'm assuming.
Well, they got all these other things there, too, these rooms where you can have networking and partying,
yep,
and all of those things as well.
And a hot tub.
Yes, right.
Yes, that's my jam.
And so up there already, Top Golf and iFly, indoor,
yes,
skydiving,
mm-hmm,
family entertainment, overdrive. I mean, it's really a fun place to go.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We've needed that.
Yeah.
And what I like about these, even though these are not individual businesses, you know, there's just, even many years ago, George Carlin even pointed this out. If you remember listening, you know, that America was just becoming one never-ending strip mall, you know, and it's the same, and very much up there, it's all the same restaurants and all the same things. So seeing sort of, even though these aren't necessarily new, you know, starting in the Springs first, it's nice to have these things that seem unique, and it's not every couple of miles the same thing.
Exactly.
So you can have an individual experience.
Love it.
Okay. It is, definitely.
Okay, let's go to the next article. RFK Jr. has a new plan for government transparency, budget on the blockchain. Independent,
wow,
presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants the public to know how much something as trivial as a toilet seat will cost the government. This is from the Washington Examiner. We're taking this article. Speaking at a rally in Michigan on Sunday, Kennedy stated he wanted the United States budget on blockchain to make government spending transparent. A blockchain is a ledger of transactions used with cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin. And if you don't know about this, this is an amazing technology that came out, I'm not sure how long ago, but it's unique encoding so that once it's put out there, no one without the code can corrupt it, can get in, can change it. And so the information free flows out there. What do you think about this idea of government on the blockchain?
I'm wondering who's doing the data entry and how transparent is transparent, really, right, Frank?
Right. She rolls right to the cynical part. I'm going to roll to the more pop.
Yes.
Anytime you mention the two words government and transparency to me,
right,
I'm going, where do you sign me up?
Yeah.
Right? Because that is so different than what we experience in government today.
Okay, and so this information, I mean, this can go out to people. I assume what this is the information can free flow.
Yes.
So, okay.
Yes, so it'll be good if it is truly transparent.
Now I'm wondering, now I guess it all depends what they put out there.
Exactly.
Because things are still...
the data entry person.
Right. So but even what they're willing to release, what they're willing to put out there, there's not much to this article. I thought it was an interesting thing. And of course, what do you think of Robert F. Kennedy as a candidate? And, you know, this is not politics day, but we can go into it because it involves, you know, it impacts business and culture, right?
Yeah.
What do you think his play is here? Because it seems if he's on the Democrat side or he's on the liberal side, that he's going to be taking votes away from Biden.
Yes.
Is that all you're going to say?
What else do you need to say?
You don't want to bring it up. Like, Frank's acting like no one else realizes this, and if we can just be quiet about it, nobody will realize that that's going to happen.
I wanted to help, I'm not being quiet from that standpoint, you know. But yes, that's exactly what he'll do, and there's some fear on that side because of that possibility, but... that's why I say yes. Go ahead and pull those.
And it is nice to have a thinking, educated, bold person on air. And the fact that what he's most known for is questioning the vaccines, and rightfully so. Mm-hmm. But seems like every other policy is liberal, left wing,
and he's a Kennedy.
Right, he has a but we talk about Kennedy Democrats, and that used to be a reasonable thing, not the far progressive. But he did pick. Yeah. For his vice presidential candidate, someone who's very, very far to the left. So that's interesting. Anyway, didn't mean to go there, but, you know, we might as well. Okay,
yes,
final article. Colorado Springs electronics manufacturer adding 100 jobs as part of company expansion. Soaring demand for sophisticated electronic devices. Spectrum Advanced Manufacturing Technologies, more than a quarter century, microelectronics manufacturers, products serve the aerospace and medical industries, Department of Defense, NASA, and other clients said Tuesday it plans to add at least 100 high-paying jobs and grow the size of its Springs facility by more than 50%. You are in the business realm. You coach businesses. Mm-hmm. Where do you see the Springs right now? We got a couple minutes left. Let's talk about, you know, the growth of Colorado Springs, good, bad, and the ugly of business growth in the Springs. It's actually, we're a bubble of sorts as far as an economy, aren't we? Mm-hmm.
We are indeed. Yeah, I think the positive side of that, as a matter of fact, if anyone from Spectrum is listening to me, please call Frank Sinclair because, you know, we love to align you with the message of encouragement and sponsor you on our show.
Yes.
Bring those jobs down.
Yes.
And what do you see over the next year, you know, here in the Springs? What are you seeing with businesses?
I mean, more jobs is a good thing. People are saying they want jobs, but then you look at people who aren't coming and applying for jobs, so it's a catch-22.
Yeah. And Lisa and I are all about growth. We just talked to someone at EDC, Economic Development Court. We're on our show today. Yeah. Growth is good, measured growth that's going to really create space for all of us and help us all as we advance in this community together.
Now, obviously, this is, you know, there's a lot in the military and the aerospace industry. Mm-hmm. What other businesses are you seeing growth in here?
Oh, wow. Manufacturing seems to be getting a little bit of push here here in small business. We've all had a vibrant small business community, and we're seeing less fall off than we did in the past.
Okay, wonderful. Yep. Thank you. Well, you know, Colorado Springs, I like to say we're closed because we don't want anybody else to move here. But we should have jobs for the people that are moving here. You've been listening to The Peak Headlines, local business and culture headlines. When we come back with Frank Sinclair and Lisa Sinnott, they're going to be talking about, well, their whole theme of the podcast, their whole theme of life, be encouraged. You're listening to The Peak. We'll be right back.
Have you been to the Gateway Prayer Garden yet? Experience God and discover His purpose for your life at the Gateway Prayer Garden in Colorado Springs. Hi, I'm Audrey Beckett, founder of the garden, inviting you to visit our 25 acres that includes prayer trails right along Fountain Creek Scripture stones telling God's story of redemption from Genesis to Revelation, a 20-foot open cross, a replica of Jesus' empty tomb, and so much more. The garden is open 24/7, and our Welcome Center is staffed weekdays from 10 to 4. We're located across from Fort Carson at 8035 Bandley Drive in Fountain, Colorado, right off of I-25. We look forward to your visit. For more information, go to gatewayprayergarden.org. The Gateway Prayer Garden, a place to know God and know your purpose.
Our vision is a Kingdom of God revolution in the Rockies through empowering people to change the world. We believe this is best accomplished through building men into leaders. Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Holt, the senior pastor of The Road at Chapel Hills. Join 400 men on Tuesday mornings at 6 a.m. for Bible study and breakfast, and Sunday mornings for our regular worship services. For times and more details, check us out at theroad.org. That's theroad.org.
Revitalize your home with Absolute Best Painting. Celebrating 25 years of excellence in Colorado Springs, we specialize in exterior painting, shielding your home from the elements, boosting property value, and enhancing curb appeal with durable, weather-resistant finishes. Visit AbsoluteBestPaintingInc.com to see our transformative work. Your home deserves the best, so book your project today. Absolute Best Painting Incorporated, where expertise and quality paint a perfect picture.
My dentist saved my life. Not something you hear every day, unless you're talking to one of Dr. Craig Summers' patients at Springs Dentists.
It was really important to me to have a dentist that understood how your teeth and what goes in them affects everything else in your body.
I was experiencing a lot of headaches and just not feeling well. And I did some research and I found that mercury is in the amalgams and in the teeth. And Dr. Summer was very excited to help people get free of these amalgams and the mercury that's in them. I've noticed my health improve almost immediately. And I felt like almost to the point, I remember a few years ago going, you know what? I kind of like going to the dentist.
For holistic, general, cosmetic, and restorative dentistry or Invisalign in a stress-free environment, call 719-375-2427. That's 719-375-2427 and springsdentists.com. Springs Dentists, your life, your health, your smile.
Tired of being lied to by, well, just about everyone? Yeah, us too. The media is supposed to inform us with the facts and context, not propaganda. So we're taking it back, locally, where it counts, with your help. The Peak News is a community-focused organization of volunteer citizen journalists, techs, and interns. And we invite you to join the team. As far as we're concerned, the more the merrier. Go to thepeak.news for all the info and to apply. That's thepeak.news. The Peak, it's yours.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. And the answer is no. We're not here to lie to you. You can go elsewhere for that. We're here to tell you the truth from our perspective because we have the mic. But we'd love you to join us and bring our perspective. If you think we could do a better job, I'm sure you're right. But you would need to come and help us do that, not just complain about it or turn the dial. And we really mean that. The Peak, it's yours. Go on thepeak.news, become a citizen journalist, and come help us cover the whole region. Well, we're here on Business and Culture Friday with Frank Sinclair and Lisa Sinnott of the Be Encouraged podcast with Frank and Lisa. And I didn't say that exactly right, but they'll correct it. And now their commentary. Be encouraged, Frank and Lisa.
Well, thank you, Haim. You know, we are about rebellion. This is what Lisa and I live for, is to rebel against culture, because we are creating a rebellion against current culture, specifically unkindness, negativity, division, and hate.
Yes.
So we're trying to establish the very opposite of that and bring as many people along as we can to talk about the positive outlook and why humanity can only be cured with humanity and by us treating each other with kindness.
Yes. So our Be Encouraged show with Frank and Lisa is live downtown Colorado Springs, two shows every Monday, and it's all about that. We've already had 350 guests in the past year, and it has just been an amazing ride hearing their stories, their amazing business walk, all their wisdom that they pour out to the community, sharing all the goodness. We love to support local, and we love to encourage business owners.
Indeed. And, you know, one way that we encourage is by creating resilience, right, Lisa?
Yes, my favorite topic ever.
Yes, indeed. She's so awesome at resilience. Tell them about it, Lisa.
Yes, so resilience is everything, and I actually have a speaking platform on that that I've launched this year, really helping everyone tap into the resiliency that is naturally embedded within us. Overcoming traumas, overcoming daily challenges, whatever that may look like, unpacking that. And we truly are doing that organically on this show, right?
Yeah, absolutely we are, because we are two resilient humans who have been through all kind of crap in our lives.
All kind of pain, challenges. Life's not easy.
But we're still standing.
We are still standing.
And we want to make sure that we bring other people along, because you can stand too. And we magnify the word of encouragement. Can I say this to them, Lisa?
Yes.
You know what? No one's ever walked up to me and said, I am so encouraged by my marriage that I'm divorcing.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's ever said, I'm so encouraged by my job that I'm quitting.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm so encouraged by school that I'm dropping out.
Right?
So if you don't think discouragement is a place that creates other downward trending stuff, then you're deluded. We want to encourage people.
Yes. Let's talk about loneliness.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So one thing that people need are each other. Humans uniting together in a positive encouragement way.
Indeed.
We don't need to be lonely.
We don't.
No.
Yeah, and certain journals just came out with that report saying there's an epidemic of loneliness. So Lisa and I are determined to connect humans together.
Yes.
Right?
That is what we specialize in.
We do. And you are just such a great connector. Tell people how you do some of that.
Absolutely. So I network a lot. I'm the president of VetNet, which is supporting military communities. I also go around town with you encouraging people. We're actually going to start a new hug campaign. You're going to start seeing us out there hugging and encouraging people out in community.
High traffic areas. Frank and Lisa are going to be there at your door to give hugs and offer encouragement in the very near future.
Yes, and our spotlight visits get scheduled at beencouraged.net for us to come out to your place of business.
Indeed.
Well, I went out and just got coffee while they were doing that. I'm like, I don't, you know, I talked about me not needing to be here, and maybe I don't. You know, I could just turn it over to Frank and Lisa and go, well, I appreciate what you do. And I love the banter. You know, I try to do that with my guests each day. But obviously, when you're working with the same people all the time, there's a natural energy and a chemistry. And we really appreciate that. So when we come back, we're going to be talking with Frank and Lisa about who they are, how they got into this situation, and how you can be more encouraging in your life. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to The Peak. That's churchrotorguides.org, because together we win.
The Peak Citizen Journalist and Internship Programs help hardworking, talented local folks break into broadcast media. How cool is that? At The Peak, we don't just provide opportunity, but also training toward a career path for those committed to professional-level truth-telling. So don't just listen to The Peak. Help make it happen by raising up an army of integrous journalists. Donate to our programs at thepeak.news website. Real journalism is hard to find. Let's change that together. Donate now at thepeak.news, and thank you for your generous support.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. And we're spending the whole hour with Frank Sinclair and Lisa Sinnott of the Be Encouraged with Frank and Lisa podcast. And you just heard a broadcast version of it here if you were listening to the last segment. So if you like it, I mean, we usually don't give the website out to the end of this segment, but beencouraged.net, beencouraged.net, and everything Be Encouraged over there. So during this segment, we're going to talk about how to uplift and encourage others in our lives and in our businesses and just everywhere that we go. And so first, before we get into that, to learn about you a little bit, Sir Frank, we'll start with you. What's your background? How did you get into this place of business coaching and encouragement?
Well, my background's in the South, and I grew up second of 15 children. Joined the Air Force to escape my upbringing. That's how I ended up in Colorado. Went to school, University of Maryland, got a business degree. And then when I came in, I said, man, I love business. I do. And I love humans. How can I combine those things? So spent 25 years doing leadership development and interpersonal communications in corporate space. And said, oh, got tired of doing the corporate thing. I'm going to start my own business. So 6 years ago, Dream Again Business Consulting was developed, and it created a space to uplift and allow people to understand who they are, why they are, and why anyone should care.
Yeah, Lisa.
Awesome. So I actually have 30 plus years of customer service, business development, sales background, training and development. Love that. I just have always loved humans, so therefore sales made sense to me. Frank and I always talk about it's the pain really that defines our purpose and leverages us up in life. And that has been my story. My story is of resilience from as a child, just lots of pain points in my life. God has always been very faithful, has always seen me through things. And I want to help bring people up to their next level. And that's how I just recently started a speaking platform on resilience and helping many corporations and their teams rise up in resilience, both in business and personally.
Both of you asked this question out. You know how to tag team on air, so I'll just leave it up to you. Why do you care so much about, why are you so passionate about encouragement and encouraging?
Yeah, I think it comes out of our mutual love for people. People say that very easily, but we do. And it's something that God has really put inside of us. Leading with love, right? An intense love for humanity. So we lead with seeing the possibilities instead of the deficits. And that's how we see humanity. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And one big thing, I mentioned my pain points. I know that you can never judge a book by its cover. You never know what anybody is walking through on a day-to-day basis. And for me, I was that perfect trophy wife. I looked the perfect part, and no one ever knew what was happening on the back end. And so every single person that I meet, I give them a smile, hopefully a hug. I hated COVID for not being able to hug people. But yeah, it's the leading with love and expecting the best out of people. And if they're in a painful place, helping them out of that.
Yes, indeed.
Well, why is encouragement so needed? You know, there's a lot of criticism going around. I even find that I'm hard on myself. Mm-hmm. And hard on others, and it doesn't work so well. Why are we going around, you know, so self-critical and critical of others instead of encouraging?
Well, I could tell you, I mean, even me, I'm a pretty positive person, but on the daily, I have the imposter syndrome, the little liar in my left ear saying, you can't do this today, you're not going to be successful today. And if I have that, I know others have that too. Mm. And it's so important for us to function healthy. In a healthy way, right, Frank?
Absolutely. We lead, though, with our negative things. You know, mm-hmm. I've been with me 24/7, all 67 years.
Yeah.
Right? I got a lot of stuff to build up that I can look back on. And my brain doesn't say, oh, Frank, you're so incredible.
Right.
You're so amazing. No one says, oh, you didn't do this. This is what you aren't, et cetera, et cetera. And left to our own devices, we'll go down a negative path almost every time.
Self-destruction.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we talk about positive self-talk and all of those things, but when it comes from another person, sincerely, genuinely, it means so much more. And we all know it because we like to get it, but giving it is tough. So talk about how can we become better encouragers, not pep rally, but really genuinely something that a person doesn't go, okay, that's nice, you know, okay, you know, but it really feels heartfelt.
And but you're going to have to do it, Haim, whether they receive it or not.
Yes.
Because you can't have, you can't do anything about where someone else is mentally, right? Every person that I see in life, I tell them how incredible they are. Every day.
And it throws them off when he does.
No, it freaks them out, right? How do you know I'm incredible? I'm going, well, you're one of 8 billion. How could you not be?
Yeah.
Right? How could you not be incredible, right? That's the starting point. Scarcity creates value. And since I'm the only me, how much more scarce can I be?
Well, and the thing about resilience, too, everybody has resilience within them. And I saw a post the other day saying it's not about the cup half full or the cup half empty. It's about the water. You have water. And that's the where the resilience comes in you. You have the resilience within you. How are you going to tap into it after you had an argument with your spouse or after your teenager just totally told you off? Whatever that pain may look like, right?
Yeah. It's in there. And then we're here on a like kind of a Christian platform, so we can say this.
Yes.
You know, if Christ is in you and if he's for you, who can be,
against you?
We just don't believe it. We don't believe it. And it's Lisa and my job. We don't say it that way to everyone because that's not how everyone receives it. But like she says, it's in us already.
Yes.
Problem is people are relying too much on their own self instead of relying on the resources inside of them.
How are ways, you know, to use the right words, attitude, tone, because sometimes, you know, encouragement is delivering to someone that they could be better. I mean, it's not just always you're great. It's always, hey, we need to improve things, but it can be delivered in a way that feels critical and in a way that feels encouraging. What are the differentiating factors?
Well, first, I think people have to be in a mind space of receiving stuff. So to be able to have the discernment to where you are with the other human being, you know, and I think Lisa and I really discern other people's moods and where they are well enough. And you have to invest in the person for them to be able to receive from you.
So relational.
Yeah, it is relational.
And I'll say this. So the encouragement can just be listening more and speaking less. Bam. That is a big deal. All of us want to be heard.
Yes.
Right? Who doesn't want to be heard? Whether it's your kids, your spouse, whatever, they want to be heard more. So I do that with everyone I come across. The way you bring value to others is really absorbing them for who they are at, where they're at today, and then hearing them out, and then you can speak into them.
Two ears, one mouth, used proportionately.
Yep.
And what do you find to be the fruit of encouragement in people's lives? Like how does it manifest? How does it come out?
It pivots them to a positive way.
Yes, indeed. You see in it, you know, look at Lisa and I. This is not something we're putting on. We're encouraged. We are because why? It's not about us because we get the opportunity to go and steal that into others.
Yeah. And if good to meet you, but you haven't seen me in a room with Frank. But when we enter a room, we really communicate and tap in to everyone in that room that we're in the most positive of way. And they know, they come up to us for our hugs and high fives. They need it.
So let's talk about, and as we're finishing up this segment on the Be Encouraged podcast, why did you start it? And when people tune in, what can they expect? And they've gotten a taste of it today, but what can they expect overall?
Well, you know, I just want to mention this as well, Lisa, if I could. You know, 5 years ago, I started a Facebook page called the Be Encouraged Community that has over 100,000 people, 120 countries in every state in the union. Every human wants to be encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
It's inherent in each and every one of us. So how do we do that on our show, Lisa?
We are all actually now going around the world this year on doing live Instagrams as well on top of our Be Encouraged show, live streaming, vodcasting in downtown Colorado Springs every Monday. And we are actually tapping into encouraging other guests' sphere of influence. They're introducing us to their group. And then they're encouraging their group as well. So that's the exciting vision that we have, is infusing hope and encouragement throughout the world.
And what type of guests? Is it all over the spectrum?
All over the spectrum.
Yep. Nonprofit, for-profit, or just amazing go-givers out in society.
Yep.
And what have you seen? You've been on the air for
A year in January was our 1 year anniversary.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
And what have you seen? What have you seen happen? You touched on it, but
One thing that I find interesting that we see every week, these people become engaged in the sphere of encouragement. You see them start posting encouraging things, reaching back out to us, finding ways and tips on how they can encourage better. They're engaged.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you've been listening to Frank and Lisa of the Frank and Lisa Be Encouraged with Frank and Lisa podcast. For everything Be Encouraged, go to beencouraged.net, their website, www.beencouraged.net. And you can apply to be a guest. You also have a mastermind on there, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, find out more. Thank you, Frank and Lisa, for joining us on The Peak.
Thank you for having us. Haim.
When we come back, I'm going to be giving my Passover. Tonight begins Passover. My Passover commentary for America titled Enslaved by Freedom. And, of course, we'll have Just a Guy, Jim Miller, with The Peak Rant. I'm Haim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to The Peak on AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer here on Business and Culture Mondays. So happy to have you here. I hope that you've been encouraged. We'll be right back with The Peak.
If your mouth could talk, what do you think it would say? Whoa. My mouth can talk. It's doing it right now. I know. But I mean, what if your mouth could tell your brain what's up instead of your brain always calling the shots? For example, your mouth might say that silver filling you got when you were 12 might be making you sick. But no, your mouth just keeps itself shut. That's why it's so important to find a holistic dentist who understands that your oral health impacts your overall well-being. If you have old metal fillings and you're concerned about mercury possibly causing serious health issues, you should meet Dr. Craig Summer at Springs Dentists. For holistic general, cosmetic, and restorative dentistry or Invisalign, call 719-375-2427. That's 719-375-2427 and springsdentists.com. Springs Dentists, your life, your health, your smile.
You do know you're kind of talking to yourself, right?
Full Armor Sports Teams has a new facility for after-school youth programs. It's located at 2380 Montebello near North Academy and Union with two pools for swim lessons and swim teams, a weight room for powerlifting, conditioning, and more. Full Armor Sports Teams is a Christ-centered and family-oriented organization bringing the youth of Colorado Springs together. For more info on after-school and homeschool programs, go to fullarmorsportsteams.com or call 719-629-SWIM.
Let us do the dangerous stuff, or just the items on your wife's honey-do list. Hi, I'm Peter Larson, owner and chief electrician at All-Star Electric. For whole house surge protection to generator connections, to simply adding an outlet and everything in between. All-Star Electric is a veteran-owned family business serving the Pikes Peak region with residential and commercial service since 2006. We also specialize in large appliance repair and electrical issues others can't figure out. Google All-Star Electric Colorado Springs now and let us be your light in the dark.
Take the drama out of your home buying and selling experience while saving money too. Hi, I'm John Graham with Equity Colorado Real Estate and your local Heroes Home Advantage affiliate. The Heroes Home Advantage Real Estate Rebate Program is a growing national network of real estate professionals and industry partners who are committed to giving back to our heroes. What does that mean to you? My sellers keep more of their money, and my buyers receive a rebate of up to 25% of my commission. I served 23 years in the Marine Corps and believe it's important to both serve my local community and to give back to those who serve. If you are law enforcement, firefighting, first response, healthcare, public education, or a military-connected individual or family, thank you for serving our nation and community. Now let me serve you as your realtor when buying or selling a home and help you to keep more money in your pocket with reduced commissions and rebates. To learn more, Google John Graham Homes, Colorado. That's John Graham Homes, Colorado. John Graham Homes, taking the drama out of your home buying and selling experience while saving you money too.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Haim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to us on AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. And this evening begins Passover on the Jewish calendar, on the biblical calendar. If you don't know about Passover, well, you read about it in the book of Exodus. Exodus 1 through 20 is basically that whole journey. And on this evening, Jews all over the world, as well as Christians and others who observe this this holiday, this feast, celebrate the God's deliverance in the past, in the present, and in the future by remembering the Exodus from Egypt and the deliverance from Egypt. And so this is my commentary on Passover, and I call it Enslaved by Freedom, my Passover commentary for America. Now, it's very common at Passover time to work off of themes of deliverance, because that overall is the big theme of Passover. But deliverance, freedom, has a cost. It's a cost that involves us and our ability to live in a righteous way, because freedom, complete freedom, generally human beings can't handle it so well. And we look at our society today in America, where, by all accounts, at least we used to be, the most free nation in the entire world. But what have we done with it? Now, there is a difference between freedom and liberty. Liberty, as defined by the Oxford Dictionary, is the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's way of life, behavior, or political views, while freedom is defined as the power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants. They're related, but they're somewhat different. But within our nation, we value, I think, freedom, liberty. We like it. And I think we maybe like it too much, because what we've gotten to is a point where we want everything all the time and no commitment. If you've ever tried to plan an event, and I'm leading a 300-person Passover seder this evening, people don't make commitments ahead of time. People leave their options open. If you're trying to make plans with certain people, they may not make plans with you because they're waiting to see if they have a better option. But it's gotten to the point where now people don't want to commit to a gender. And when we get there, really, we're into the realm of insanity. There's nothing holding us back. We want everything when we want it. But how do we have a society when anybody can change at any time for any reason, and we're supposed to respect that? There's really no way. It's complete narcissism. We have enslaved ourselves to freedom. But when we look at the Passover and we look at the deliverance from Egypt, you need to look at the pattern, because God went in and destroyed Egypt, which at the time was the most powerful nation on the planet by all accounts. And he did with the 10 plagues, and he brings his people out. He delivers them from slavery, delivers us from slavery. And then what does he do? He takes us through the sea and brings us to Mount Sinai. And what happens at Mount Sinai? He makes us a nation with laws, with rules, with commands. Because when you have freedom without law, you end up with insanity. And that is what we're seeing today. And we have a society, no cash bail. I would say we have a church that, you know, just sort of does what it wants, and it says we're to be obedient, but it doesn't know what to be obedient to. We have a society where everything goes because people want to be free. But we need to have rules. We need to have laws. And we need, as a society, to respect each other within those boundaries. Children love that. Children understand that they have freedom within boundaries. We should also, as adults, or we will continue to be enslaved by freedom. I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman. And now, Jim Miller, Just a Guy, and the Peak Rant.
I'm Jim Miller. I ran for mayor. I'm Just a Guy, and this is the Peak Rants. So I was taking my little nieces and my daughter over to the comic book store, and I started thinking about something. I don't know if anybody else has thought about this. Maybe we've forgotten about it. Whatever happened to like the old, the classic heroes? You know, this is all wrong. And then, you know, whatever, a Hacksaw Jim Duggan, kind of guy or something, comes out with a 2x4 and goes, I'm going to make it better. I'll set it up. What happened to all that? What happened to just the sense of, I'm going to do the right thing? Eh, it's going to suck and be terrible. You know what? I can tell you what happened to it. In the modern era, you tend to get punished for doing the right thing. You'll stop a drug dealer. You'll keep some kid from getting picked up. Somehow you'll get in trouble. But, oh, you got sued because you put hands on a terrible, terrible human being doing terrible stuff. And you're like, everybody wants social justice till it's time to get some dirt under your fingernails or get some blood on your knuckles to do the right thing. There's a lot of effort that has to be done. You can have all the meetings you want. You can say you're against something. Seems like the classic heroes are all gone. The classic people that just do the right thing. Don't care. Sacrifice their mind, their body, their money, their stuff to just be like, no, right is right and wrong is wrong. They're all gone because if you do the right thing, you do. You get punished. You become the problem. This is why society is starting to decay. Communities are diminishing. There's just not much of anything. No more block barbecues. No more neighbors coming together as much. Because anything goes wrong, don't worry, guys. The system's there to make sure that you get sued because you stopped a problem. That's not the way it's supposed to be. You know what I say? I say go ahead and stop the problem anyways. That's my call to action to it. Stop the problem anyways. The right thing's the right thing. Don't worry about the wrong thing. Because you know what? The rest of us that like the right thing happening, we'll come by your side. We'll come by your aid. We'll make a fundraiser, get enough money for lawyers or anything else. And it'll draw more attention to these kind of filthy antics that are going on with the system. Remember, everybody, if we want it better, we got to be better. I'm Jim Miller. I'm just a guy. And you're listening to The Peak on AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer.
Revitalize your home with Absolute Best Painting. Celebrating 25 years of excellence in Colorado Springs, we specialize in exterior painting, shielding your home from the elements, boosting property value, and enhancing curb appeal with durable, weather-resistant finishes. Visit AbsoluteBestPaintingInc.com to see our transformative work. Your home deserves the best. So book your project today. Absolute Best Painting Incorporated, where expertise and quality paint a perfect picture.
Our vision is a Kingdom of God revolution in the Rockies through empowering people to change the world. We believe this is best accomplished through building men into leaders. Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Holt, the senior pastor of The Road at Chapel Hills. Join 400 men on Tuesday mornings at 6 a.m. for Bible study and breakfast, and Sunday mornings for our regular worship services. For times and more details, check us out at theroad.org. That's theroad.org.
Have you been to the Gateway Prayer Garden yet? Experience God and discover His purpose for your life at the Gateway Prayer Garden in Colorado Springs. Hi, I'm Audrey Beckett, founder of the garden, inviting you to visit our 25 acres that includes prayer trails right along Fountain Creek, scripture stones telling God's story of redemption from Genesis to Revelation, a 20-foot open cross, a replica of Jesus' empty tomb, and so much more. The garden is open 24/7, and our welcome center is staffed weekdays from 10 to 4. We're located across from Fort Carson at 8035 Bandley Drive in Fountain, Colorado, right off of I-25. We look forward to your visit. For more information, go to gatewayprayergarden.org. The Gateway Prayer Garden, a place to know God and know your purpose.
Introducing BrightStar Auto, your new go-to auto garage in Colorado Springs. With nearly 30 years of master mechanic experience, we're here to keep your car running smoothly. At BrightStar Auto, we promise fair prices and operate with integrity because your satisfaction is our priority. Visit us online at BrightStarAutoLLC.com. That's BrightStarAutoLLC.com to schedule an appointment today.
The Colorado Life Initiative team is working fast to tally petition signatures as they wrap up their 2024 ballot drive. If you circulated a petition, thank you for your time and commitment to protecting children in Colorado from intentional harm. As they await the official tally results to see if Colorado Life Initiative makes it on the ballot, they ask you to join in prayer and fasting for an end to abortion in our state. To receive updates and upcoming mission assignments, get signed up at gotaheart.org. That's gotaheart.org.
Thank you for joining us on The Peak on this. I can't believe I didn't mention this. It's Earth Day. But, you know, then again, who cares? So, but I, you know, we're the media, so I had to mention that. I don't even know what it means. So we want you to be part of The Peak. I don't know if I can say that. We want to encourage you to be part of The Peak. Go on thepeak.news. Find out where you fit in. If you have a story to tell, if you want to break into the media, you want to have an internship, you want to get in here, you want to tell your stories, you want to serve your community, go on thepeak.news and help us out. We air Monday through Thursday, so we'll be back tomorrow. Same Peak time, same Peak channel. Tuesday is our government and politics day. Tomorrow's guest is Laurel Ann Flahive, local, I like to call her a social and political operative in our region, sharing her boots on the ground experience in El Paso County, including recently on the Colorado Life Initiative. And on Faith and Family Wednesday, we have Larry Yonker, former president and CEO of Springs Rescue Mission. Please join me on The Word, although I'm going to be running out here to do that Passover, but a show that I did a few weeks ago on our Bible teaching and talk station, 100.7 FM, The Word at 5 p.m., Crosswalk. We're talking about the Feast of the Lord and their prophetic fulfillment, and since it's Passover, we're going to replay our program on Passover and unleavened bread. Now, stay tuned here on The Answer for the Officer Tatum Show. We'll see you here on The Peak tomorrow. Until then, check out our first 3 months of informative and entertaining podcasts at thepeak.news. The Peak, we say the quiet stuff out loud. Happy Passover to y'all for such a time as this. Shalom.